Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 67 of the Minor Prophets. We are continuing our study today of Haggai with a devotion titled, When the Lord Starts Stirring. Someone once said, the church needs to be shaken and stirred. Our text for today is from Haggai chapter 1, verses 12 through 15. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him, and the people feared the Lord. Then Haggai, the messenger of the Lord, spoke to the people with the Lord's message, I am with you, declares the Lord. And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and worked on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God, on the 24th day of the month, in the sixth month, in the second year of Darius the king. The word then marks a drastic shift from indifference to faithfulness. Stephen Miller writes about this sudden change. Seldom in history has a spiritual reformation been so immediate and complete. From the leaders, Zerubbabel, Joshua, to the whole remnant of the people, they repented of their sins and committed themselves to obey the voice of the Lord their God. Often prophets had been met with indifference, mocking, hostility, and even martyrdom. And you can see 2 Chronicles 24, verses 20 through 22, and also Matthew 23, verse 35. How refreshing it is to find such a welcome response to God's Word. What was the difference between Haggai's audience and that of many of the pre-exile prophets? These people feared the Lord. Apparently, they were true believers who had allowed the things of the world to turn their hearts. Once confronted with their sin, they repented. The moment God's people repented, the Lord sent them this message, I am with you. That's in verse 13. When God's people obeyed Him, He revealed His power and presence. God had a purpose for rebuilding His temple. For His people to live fully in fellowship with God, they must submit to His plan. God desires to forgive because He wants nothing more than for us to live in His will. When God shows up, He stirs up everyone involved. That's in verse 14. The word for stirred found here is a Hebrew verb that means to awaken, incite, rouse, or stir. God motivated His people and gave them a divine wake-up call. When the people made the right choice, God started working on their hearts to enable them to accomplish the task. God always equips His people to accomplish what He has called them to do. Haggai chapter 1, verse 15 records the exact date that God revived His people. Less than 3 weeks after the start of Haggai's preaching, they restarted their work on the temple. God revived their spirits, and they got to work with renewed passion and energy. Only the Spirit of God can revive the hearts of His people. And true revival always brings people to a priority on worship. God stirred up the people's spirit to do the work of the Lord. May He stir your heart in a similar manner. If God starts stirring in your heart, heed His wake-up call. Be obedient to the stirring and expect God to meet you in the very place where He is calling. When we respond to Him, He sends His power and will equip us to do all He has planned. Some questions to consider. When was the last time God stirred your heart? In what areas of your spiritual walk do you need a fresh stirring from God? And finally, how does the following New Testament scripture apply to today's devotion? From Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.